Hallelujah. I'm not going back. I've got a made up mind. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. At some point in your walk and relationship with God, you have that moment where that light bulb just comes on and you realize, I'm not going back. I'm not selling out. I'm not giving up. I'm not shutting up. I'm going to proclaim the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've got a made up mind. That's what you got to have, a made up mind. You got to get it in your mind. I'm not going back. No matter what happens in life, you're going to live that day out anyway. I'm not going back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you remember that moment? Maybe you've never experienced that moment, but that moment is coming. You've got to make a decision, sir, ma'am. You've got to make a decision. I'm not going back. I'm giving my heart, my soul, my life, my everything to Jesus Christ. I won't go back. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I'm not going back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve an awesome, awesome God. Thank you to all the musicians, all of the worshipers, all of the singers. What a wonderful presence of God we feel in this place this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have one tiny thought that I would like to share today. And so glad to each of our guests. Welcome today. So glad you are here. To my friend over here to my right, he's had a birthday today. Happy birthday. You're getting older. You're still ahead of me. Hallelujah, Brother Rodney. And just so glad that every one of you are here. Church, we're growing. We're growing. We're affecting the people around us. You know why? Because you've made up in your mind, I'm not going back. I'm going to live for God. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the word this morning. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And sent Timotheus, our brother, minister of God, and our fellow bearer in the gospel of Christ to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. To comfort you concerning your faith. To comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation. Anybody ever suffered something in this life? We should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass. And ye know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith. I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, and we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. Faith. Say that, faith. For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God? Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. I want to talk to you just for a short while about the power of your faith. The power of your faith. The power of your faith. Jesus, we ask you to touch your word this morning. Open our minds and hearts to understanding. Give our hearts a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O Lord. Guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will. I thank you for every man, woman, and child that is here today. Lord, increase our faith today. Have your way in this place. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Everybody said, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. The year was 1942. The day was February 12th. It was a very trying day for the family by the name of Adams. The Adams family. Not the Adams family, the little show that was on years ago, the Adams family. Not that one. This was a different Adams family. 1942, February 12th. Dad Adams was operated on gallbladder trouble. The surgeon returned from the surgery with bad news. Dad Adams had cancer in his pancreas, and the doctor had been unable to remove the cancerous cells because of its advanced stages. And the doctor offered them no hope. Dad Adams was doomed to die in a matter of weeks. The dying man's son, he was a missionary named Carl Adams. He said, "Doctor, our father is a man of faith, and we believe that God is going to heal him." The doctor replied back to this son, "Well, son, we hear about such things, but we rarely experience them or have that happen here." They took Dad Adams home to his house from the hospital, and just as the doctor had predicted, his condition worsened. He went from 178 pounds to 123 pounds in just a short period of time. Large cancerous sores broke out on his abdomen and his hip joints. He was a pitiful sight to see. Finally, the family knew that Dad Adams had only a few days to live and he could die at any moment now. He was unable to get out of his bed. The disease had left him weak and dying, and one night Dad Adams began to quote the Word of God. He began to quote it. Weekly, he quoted scriptures like, "He sent His word and healed them. I am the Lord that healeth thee, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." He began to quote these over and over and over. And there is a tremendous power in the Word of God. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is power in the Word of God. There is faith power. It's the ability to believe God for anything in your world or your life. Faith began to surge in Dad Adams' heart, and suddenly he felt the strength from God flowing through his body from the top of his head to the toes of his feet, and he shouted out, "I claim the word. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I claim it upon the authority of the Word of God." He had a God moment. He had a God experience. That moment that is unmistakable. The next morning he managed to get out of bed. He took his crutches and he slowly made his way to the kitchen door. Standing in the doorway, he cleared his throat. His wife jerked around and could hardly believe his eyes. He hadn't stood for weeks and weeks. Dad Adams asked, "What's for breakfast, Mom?" Mom cried out, "Dad, has God healed you?" He smiled and said, "Something wonderful happened last night, and by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed." Dad Adams was standing on the Word of God. He was walking on the Word of God. He had been staring death in the face for weeks and weeks and weeks, but now he was claiming life upon the authority of God's Word. He sat down and he ate a hearty breakfast. He ate lunch. He ate supper. And from that day on, he began to gain his strength. And the cancerous sores, they completely disappeared from his body. In a short time, that man was standing back behind a pulpit, ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ, healed by the power of the Word of God. The Word of God works. The power is in the Word of God. You've got to have faith in one who will never leave you or forsake you. The spoken Word of God works. the Word of God. It's faith's power. Faith's power. When you place your faith in the Word of God, you release a tremendous power. Why? Because Jesus said in His Word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. Isaiah the prophet declared in Isaiah 40 and 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever. The Bible says in 1 Kings 8 and 56, there hath not failed one word of all His good promise. I'm here to tell you, if you'll live by the Word of God, you can die with the assurity of the Word of God working in your life. The Word of God is the most powerful, dynamic force in the universe. I like that universe this morning. That was quite a scripture. I've often read that and thought, wow, that's a scripture. I need to preach about that. He beat me to it. If you didn't hear this morning's message, it was a masterpiece. I sat right over there and just, wow. Wow, because we always think of it. Jesus came as man, but He was God. But flip that. Wow, you're amazing. I hope to grow up and be just like Him someday. That's my faith speaking, by the way. Hello. You got to have faith. You got to have a goal. You got to have a purpose. You can't just float through life existing. Faith. 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 Just a little bit of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Remember that song? You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. There is power in the Word of God. If you're short on faith, get in the Word of God and begin to read its scriptures. The Word of God is powerful. It's dynamic. Its potential is unlimited. It's unlimited. The star-studded universe that we live in was created by the spoken Word of God. The power potential of the Word of God is truly limitless. The Word is more powerful than any perplexing problem. It's more powerful than any oppression of the devil. It's more powerful than any spirit of discouragement or confusion that would come in. The Word of God is in order. It is in order. If your life is chaos, if your life is confusion and everybody you see and touch and deal with, there's always confusion and drama, you need to get in the Word of God and let that order take over in your life and say, God, I'm submitting to the principles and the laws and the concept. What's in this book I want to live by? The Word of God. It's more powerful than any known sickness or disease. You can depend on it. You can depend on it. You can depend on God's Word. Look at your neighbor and say, you can depend on God's Word. It will come. God delights in honoring His Word. He is jealous of His Word. Real faith is built upon the foundation of the Word. The Word. The Word. Meditate on the Word. Feed on the Word. Memorize the Word. Read the Word. Well, I don't have time. How many times do you sit behind a computer when you get home, you're off work, or a TV, or a radio, or a book? I mean, we talk about heaven. Do you really want to go there? How often do you go to your neighbor or your friend or your coworker and say, have you thought about heaven lately? We've got to make this our priority. The Bible says that the righteous shall scarcely make it. We've got to absorb the Word of God day and night. You've got to have faith in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You've got to believe. To receive, you first have to believe. You've got to want to have a God moment in your life. And when you do, you can stand up here and say, I won't go back. I'm not giving up. I'm not changing. This is who I'm going to be in Christ Jesus. I am a new creature. How is all of that possible? Faith. 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 Why do you do what you do? Why do you live how you live? Why do you talk like you talk? You've got to have a purpose. You've got to have a power from on high. Faith, power. Maybe today, someone here, maybe you feel that your faith is weak. Or maybe you just don't have any faith at all. But that doesn't stop you from receiving faith. I received faith this morning as I begin to absorb the Word of God as Pastor was teaching. You don't have to have a lot of faith to receive faith. You don't have to have any faith to receive faith. You can receive faith right now. If your faith is weak, it can soon be made strong. The Word of God says in Romans 10 and 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God works. It works. Faith comes when you read God's Word. Faith comes when you hear the Word. You begin to grow. Your faith begins to grow. But it comes from the Word of God. Not newspapers, not comic books, not romance novels, not satellite XM radio, not TV programs, not movies, not theaters, not school, not work. It comes from the Word of God. We have got to get in depth and in tune with the Word of God. It's more than just a Sunday morning experience or a Tuesday night Bible study. It's got to be a daily relationship, commitment, revival in your own personal walk with God. You've got to want to absorb the Word of God like nothing else in your life. We should absorb the Word of God like we eat. Some of us eat more than others. I'm a walking, talking testimony of what the Lord can. Man, I'm just singing a bunch today. But my faith is so encouraged about what I see happening in Carlos, Louisiana, in Sulphur, Louisiana, in this surrounding area. I'm seeing revival. I'm seeing hungry men and women. Everybody I've talked to this week, I want to come. Man, that sounds great. What's going on at your church? People are hungry. There's still hungry, lost people that are searching. We've got to increase our faith. We've got to build our faith. We've got to trust our faith. Amen. Hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The source of all faith is the Word of God. Did you hear that? The source of all faith is the Word of God. When you read the Word, you can receive faith. When you hear the Word taught or preached, you can have faith. Faith power flows out of the Word of God. We open service with a welcome and a prayer. People come to the front to be prayed for. Why? Because they have faith that God is going to meet their need and God is going to heal them. Faith. Romans 12 and 3 says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. God has given every man and woman a measure of faith. If you feel your faith is lacking, you need to build your faith through God's Word. Through the Word of God. But he gave every man a measure of faith. You have to have faith to be saved. You got to have faith to be saved. You can't just do this because mama and daddy do it. Or granny and granny, grandpa do it. Or your neighbor does it. You've got to have faith to be saved. Galatians 3:14, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Through faith. Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. You have to have faith to grow in the Lord. James 1, 5 and 6, if any of you lack wisdom. You ever felt like an idiot before? Yeah, some of us are being honest. At some point, everybody feels dumb about something. You stuck your foot in your mouth. Maybe you turned into a yellow pole at Lowe's parking lot. You get out and you realize, my goodness, what did I just do? I'm an idiot. Yeah, that was me. I was guilty of that. You know, I was so mad at myself. I went home. I went in. I was so frustrated. I was boo-hooing. My wife looked at me. What's wrong? Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm dumb. I did something. Oh, what's wrong? What is it? What is it? I said, well, I turned into this yellow pole in Lowe's parking lot. Messed up the truck. Hey, if that's it, it'll be okay. She walked out. We were still in the apartment. She walks out. She looks at us. My goodness, what'd you do to the truck? Made me feel about that big. I said, I told you I wrecked it. Well, I didn't think it was that bad. Wasn't too bright, was I? Just wait. You'll do something dumb like that sooner or later. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all new men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall